Unit 8, Lesson 3, Exercise 1, page 68. Listen and then read. Pateo, a celebrity in the world of fashion. Pate Ouedraogo was born in 1954 in Burkina Faso. His father wanted him to be a modern farmer. In 1964, he sent him to the village agricultural school. 3 years later, the young man was sent to study modern farming techniques. But Pate Ouedraogo was not meant for agricultural work. He migrated to Côte d'Ivoire in 1969 to search for a better job. "I've become a fashion designer by sheer necessity," he always says. After doing a variety of petty jobs to survive, he learnt sewing at two different tailoring shops in Abidjan. Then he took some distance learning lessons in sewing to master all the sewing techniques. Pate decided to set up his own tailoring shop in 1977. He rented a sewing machine and a workshop at 17 6th Avenue, Trècheville. In 1985, Odette Soyet, a TV announcer, interviewed him on a TV program. The young tailor was introduced to the public, but Pate O became famous when he won the first golden scissors competition organized by a local textile company in 1987. By the end of that year, he had opened a new workshop to be able to satisfy his growing number of customers. That same year, his trademark Pate O, the short form of his name, Pate Ouedraogo, was launched. Pate O uses African prints such as Kita, Senufo, Bogolan, Danfani from Burkina Faso, Basin and Indigo prints to make his clothes. African celebrities such as Sheikh Modibo Keita, Nelson Mandela, Alpha Umar Konari, and many other heads of state have supported Pate O. He has succeeded in imposing African outfits in official ceremonies. Thanks to Pate O, African fashion has become popular around the world. His products are sold in many big cities like Yamoussoukro, Bamako, Ouagadougou, Libreville, Yaoundé, Douala, Brazzaville, Luanda, Pointe-à-Pitre, and Quebec.